settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Nick and Sylvie Avery.
Once again, and welcome to the Spirit's Work Show, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
And I'm Mick Avery. Hello.
Mick and I are mediums who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education, and on this show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truth as to the nature of your existence, direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we're going to be doing our pre-arranged Akashic readings. So if you're not on today's show, if you've not organized this with us prior to the show, then you won't be able to phone in for a reading. But what you can do is you can actually email us for a reading when we do the show again in a few weeks' time. Okay? So if you want a mini Akashic reading, which is free, and it'll be about 10 minutes long, we'll need your full name at birth, that includes any middle names, your date of birth, one question, a spiritual question, if possible. It's not going to be a psychic reading or anything like that. It's not going to be fortune telling. We're not going to be telling you if you should change your job or when you're going to find your love life, anything like that. And also, email this, all of this. Phone number would be good as well. Okay, but email this to enq@spirit-teaching.com. I'll hopefully have time to talk to you about this again at the end of the show, but if not, just remember enq@spirit-teaching.com, and if you get in touch with us, we can work something out for a show. It'll be towards possibly the 19th of April when we do this again. Okay, so today you're going to be listening to a snippet of what an Akashic reading can be like, and I'll talk to you about that a little more in a while.
Bye. The merest hint.
Yes, it's the merest hint.
And you're going to repeat that little announcement, aren't you, later on through the show?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, hello, I am Mick Avery. As well as Spirit's Work, on the wonderful bbsradio.com, every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursdays at 1 p.m. PST, we've got another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. PST. If you want to know more about us, our books, our CDs, or order an Akashic reading, that is, a full Akashic reading, we suggest you go to our website, which is www.spirit-teaching.com. As regular listeners will know, each week live on the show, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he's come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth plane. We don't spend a long time on small talk, as you've probably realized for those of you who have heard of us before, or chit-chat, and at the start of our shows, that is, at the start of our shows, because really we like to utilize the short time that we've got for the show, and the best thing that we can do for Spirit is turn the whole show over to Spirit, and that's exactly what we do. So I'm going to pass you over to Sylvie, who's not in Spirit, but is a very spiritual being, and gorgeous, and I'm going to go into trance. Yes, I nearly forgot what I was going to do then. It's kind of like going to sleep, really, which is probably why I'm talking absolute rubbish.
Okay, thanks, Mick. So Mick does that, but I'll explain that when Mick is in trance, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the White Cloud Group, and then we can enjoy the complete personality of Gregory Hay. And so this isn't just Mick passing out and then passing the information to her. He won't be aware of what is happening at all, and it will be a completely different person who will be taking the show, who will be giving it today, your Akashic reading. And this is Spirit Guide Gregory Hay. So again, if you want to find out more about us, go to our website, www.spirit-teaching.com. And like I said, this is just a short snippet of what you can have if you want to book. Obviously, you have to pay if you book for a proper Akashic reading, but then it's just you and Gregory having a good conversation about your life and about your Akashic book. And your Akashic book is everything that you have ever thought or sensed or done in your life, in your eternal life, is actually written and recorded in something called the Akashic Records. This is held within your soul group in the Halls of Learning, and what happens is once Gregory has your name and your full name and your date of birth, he can collect, this gives him permission to actually collect the book and review it. So what he does is he reviews your book so that, because it's so vast, he can actually pick specific parts out of it which will give you a complete and compact mini reading, or if it's a bigger reading, then he will review more of it for you. So that's what happens basically. So this is why he can't do it on the spot. He could get the book and he could just pick things out of it, but it might not be in a sort of conformed, nice little framed reference of what you might want to hear. So this is very different to an ordinary reading. Like I say, if you have a paid reading, which is a longer reading, you can have one that ranges in between 30 minutes and an hour. You can have it by email and have a CD sent to you, or you can have a one-to-one, which will be starting very soon, and then on the phone with Gregory, and you can have that for an hour, and you can talk to him about as many questions as you want, basically, in that context. So, anyway, today we're going to crack on, and because we've got four people to get through. Hello, Gregory, you are here.
Hello, my dear friend. With love and light, as always.
Hi. So, how are you?
Well, of course. Yes.
Very
I
well.
Always am. At least the part of me that is here is well, and all of the other parts that are elsewhere are also well, thank you very much.
Okay, well, I think we'll talk about that another time. Sounds a bit like fancy dancing to me. Anyway, here we are then. So, Don, have we got our first caller?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is that Anna?
Yes, it is.
Hello, Anna.
Hello,
friend. Lovely to have you.
Hello. Hello, Gregory.
Hi.
Hello, friend.
Okay.
Hello. Well, my dear friend Anna, I can see that we are dealing here with a being with a great deal of love, but one whose love is sometimes misconstrued by others in your life, and that at times you feel as though you have been trodden on in this life. And I am here to say, my dear friends, that there are many people who are around you at present who are trying to care for you, who are actually showing their love to you. But this is something, in fact, that you actually need to access yourself. Now, your actual core center of yourself, what really drives you, is that you are a being who really does do very well in a stable, family, loving environment. The situation, however, is that you are a being of the earth, and I mean that in the most direct way, that you are a person who is very much linked to the earth and earthly values. This means, my friend, that you have a great deal of respect for things to do with the earth life, to do with the conforming of the mother principle. If you understand me, I hope that you do, that in other words, you are a very caring person toward other human beings. You're very centrally a humanist in this way. And this is, my friend, because you actually hail from a a very, very distinct group of beings in the spirit world. And they are actually from, you are actually from the soul group of Pia. And Pia actually has a silent PH and a funny little squiggle symbol, which I cannot really pronounce because it isn't in English and it isn't in any language of the earth. But Pia is actually to do with people who are not earthbound, but who are really have their focus in relationships and in trying to do what is right. And you are very much a person who does try to do what is right in your life. The problem is that other people at times do not actually see your point of view. You worry over people who do not really respond as you would yourself. And this is something, my friend, that you really need to let go of, because sometimes it catches your breath and it actually makes you angry. And, my friend, you are really not to try to put too much of your value in that. People do what they will do, and you have to allow them whatever rope they need to hang themselves if that is what they do. You cannot be the mother to all people. But, my friend, I have to say, though, that there are very special people around you. You have a doorkeeper whose name is Jordan, and Jordan is a man, in fact, and he is a very large man who actually lived at a time of the 1840s, and I understand he actually passed in 1880. He was from Philadelphia, and Jordan actually is an individual who is your doorkeeper, who has been with you every step of the way, and he, too, is from the same soul group of Pia. Now, this is quite strange, actually, because the gender of males is not usually so from that sort of vibration. The point about the soul group and the whole situation surrounding you in this walk of life that you take is that it actually heightens the sensitivity of where you have come from, of all of your life before this physical life has been centered upon the well-being of actually the planet Earth. Because the planet Earth, of course, as you may know, is many billions of years old. And ever since its inception as a spirit, you have been concentrating upon how it has evolved. Because, as you may know, the Earth itself is a spirit too. And you have been a being in the Pia to actually center and concentrate your energies on this evolutionary process. So you are a being who actually, if you make contact, real contact, with those in the spirit world, and not just accidental contact of beings who you may from time to time just catch out of the corner of your eye as though, oh, what was that? And it is actually to do with loved ones who are around you, of course. And the situation is, my friend, that, and I'm sorry that I'm not yet giving you time to speak, that I'm just rambling on. I'm not really. I'm just trying to go through all of these pages of the book that I can see. And it is actually a large, very large book. And that what I can see of your life is that you need to take strength of your own evolution, understand your own evolution, that it is all right to grieve at times over situations, and to also understand the tremendous depth of love that is within you.
Right.
Now, Jordan himself actually is a being who brings you great strength, but you need to try to make time to make contact with him. He is there, in a sense, waiting, because not necessarily to make contact with him in a personal way, but because he wants to introduce you to all of these other people who are just waiting. They're just waiting there. And it is a matter for you to do this in your own time.
Hey, Anna.
Hello.
Does this make sense to you?
Somewhat, yes.
Oh, don't forget you can download this later on anyway from the BBS station, so you can listen to it again. Have you got a question?
Yes, I do. I was really interested in knowing what is supposed to be my my vocation? What do they intend for me to do? Because I've had so many.
Yes, quite so. Well, actually, my friend, you are actually very good with people. You are a good listener with people. You are very good at being silent. And you actually, in effect, to some parts of your life, almost appear to take a back seat. And I understand, yes, you have turned your hand to many things. The point is that you actually are a very good listener. You can actually become compartmentalized different situations that people get into. And actually, you could help them resolve these issues. I would have to say that actually, you could do very well in a holistic matter of perhaps something to do with in the medical profession. I am actually saying as a form of making sure that people are sound in their minds and that kind of thing. Not necessarily as a psychologist, I don't mean that, but actually because you are such a good listener, you are a being who could actually help others to understand whether they are getting the things that they should be getting if they understand their medication or whatever, if they actually understand the whole thing around them. Perhaps this could actually be delivered towards people who are sort of, in a sense, older and who are perhaps infirmed in some way.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because you, as I say, are a very good listening being. This is something which actually is to do with your gift of spirit, because you are actually able to use this energy of listening, and you are a comforter of people. And particularly, I would have to say, in holistic care, for people toward the ends of their life.
Does my son, I sent you his full name at birth. Does he have anything to do with this path? Or?
Well, my friend, I have to say perhaps, but the point is that the whole situation really revolves around you and what initiation you're going to make with your life. What are you going to do? What are you really going to want to do deep inside? Because you do have this connection. There are a number of different things you could do, you see. You could actually use the same healing skill, the same listening skill, toward other events, perhaps in other ways of perhaps bringing about counseling. I'm saying that you don't have to go to study for it necessarily, but in a very simple holistic way, perhaps attached to a church or something like that, that you are a being who, as I say, listens very well to situations and understands them and can actually, mirror them back so that
yes.
they actually make sense to the person.
Some sort
who's
of
involved.
Organization.
Yes, quite so.
Yes. Some sort of counselling skills and that sort of, it sounds verging on counselling skills and social work, it sounds like, you know, but
in a sense,
but in not sort of such a contrived way as actually going and getting diplomas and things like that.
Yes, quite so, yes.
Okay.
And we see that as a possible way forward for you that can actually motivate your interest, you see.
Okay.
And my path is clear for this.
And her path is clear for this.
Oh yes. Oh yes, absolutely so. You need to, as it were, climb over the rock, because you have had this somewhat of a large rock, as it were, wedged in your pathway, and you haven't known quite which way to deal with it. The point is that it's only there because you are observing it. If you don't observe it, if you change your mind and decide that the obstacle isn't there, then there becomes no obstacle. It is just because the obstacle appears in your mind. And it is only to the extent of how far that you can actually see the possibilities ahead for your life.
Okay. Okay, Anna.
All right. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very much.
God bless.
Yes, I think we put obstacles. obstacles in our way, don't we, sometimes, by thinking that, oh, gosh, that's going to take, like, so many years of training, doing this, that, and the other.
Oh, yes, quite
whereas,
so.
We can sometimes miss the obvious things that are available to us.
Yes, and it is something, actually, that many people can turn their hand to, but particularly for people who are so closely associated with the earth and understand all of the situations that people have to deal with in their life plan, people become obstructed by so many different material things. And I understand this because people have to live, have to work to live in that respect. Mm. And we do obviously understand all of these situations and symptoms from the physical life.
So there are even things like the Samaritans and that sort of thing.
Oh, yes,
quite so.
That
you can learn a lot of skills doing that.
Absolutely.
I know it's not paid money, but...
But the point is that you acquire the skills.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. Hello, caller.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, my friend. Nice to be with you again, my friend, in your vibration. I understand that we have met before.
Yes, when you were in Seattle.
Yes, quite so. I remember you most distinctly, friend.
Well, thanks.
That's great.
Yes, and it is wonderful to be able to speak with you again. Now, my dear friend, yes, I understand that you are actually a being who has been very quite misrepresented at times in your life, that you feel that you haven't quite grasped what it is you're supposed to be doing. You are very organized in your ability to actually be able to take information and dissect it. You are very good at seeing things in a very constructive way. You have a good dimensional state of awareness. That means to say that you can see an object and view all the way around it in exactly the same way, my friend, that you can see a sentence or a piece of a chapter of a book or something like that. You can grasp hold of the facts and the simulation that someone is trying to transfer with their mind in manuscript toward you, the reader. And this is, in fact, my friend, evidence of your total life experience, because you are, in fact, a being who actually has a great deal to do with manuscripts and to do with the lessons of a particular strata of society or a species or whatever that is in the spirit world before you had a physical life journey. And that really has been why you have this particular leaning, if you like, this particular focus toward all of these different forms of events, and that you're able, as I say, to calibrate it. This is actually an energy that you need to use, a utility that you need to focus upon. And it is actually something that can take you very far. So you would make a very good librarian, for example. You would also make a very good historian, because you are able to actually collect and collate facts and facets and make sense of them in a very, even if they're very abstract, you are able to collect this. And this actually is a great dimension to your life, and it really does come from the spirit world. And it is to do with your contact with spirit that this has actually come through you. So we have to applaud you. Thank you very much. You are done very, very well in this situation, my friend. You are really a good tribute to the way in which you can actually take and dissect information. And this has been passed on from your spirit, of whom you are well-versed. Now, my friend, your spirit life, before you had a physical existence, you lived in the soul group of Dandakic. And Dandakic is actually, it has, I cannot really spell it because it has some very strange symbols within it, but Dandakic is, in fact, a collection of beings who continue to move through different dimensions and collate information, and I know that I've said this before, and it is a habit of other soul groups as well, but Dandactic is, in fact, a very pedantic, very well-dressed being from that particular soul group. So that is what you are, friend. You have a lot of garb around you. That means that you are well-clothed and well-versed in matters of the spirit world. Unfortunately, you have taken on some effects of physical human interpretation of some effects which have been wholly inaccurate. We won't dwell on that. The point is, what is necessary is that you maintain this understanding that throughout your history with Dandactic, you are actually a being who collects all of this information and actually transcribes it in a way. And in fact, my friend, you have actually had a great deal to do with the spirit world in your past journey, that you have actually focused your journey on enabling other beings, other species, to formulate books about their lives, which end up in the halls of learning. You are particularly close to antelope, I have to say, and different forms of antelope, moose as well, and other forms of deer have actually been a part of the necessary situation that you have brought about in the spirit world before you had a physical journey. So you have actually helped them to write books. You have actually initialized holographic stages for them to be present their life and the meaning of their life in the animated pages of their work. Your doorkeeper, my dear friend, is a native who is Navajo. And he wasn't actually pure Navajo. He had some other blood within him as well. And of course, Navajo actually crossed paths with many other nations as well. And you actually may be familiar with this being. At times, I understand, you may even feel as though you are wearing, as though you have some sort of a necklace. And this may be at times when you are meditating, or at times when you are in deep study with a particular work or a book or manuscript, something like that. In any event, his name is Bear Rock. And Bear Rock is actually to do with this very great strength that you have of your single-minded focus. Unfortunately, that you haven't actually managed to deal with the material things in life and what you're really going to do with all of this energy and this very sincere focus, incredible amount of love that you have within your auric field and around you.
Okay. Have you got any questions then? Mark?
Yeah, I guess my question is similar to the previous caller. I'm returning to university, and I guess I need maybe some more direction and some studying, but you started to answer
yes.
that.
Yes, my friend. Well, as I say, to do with study, it is really to do with certain facets of history, most certainly, which would be something of very great interest. Now, I understand that many native groups have a certain amount of information which is perhaps left within the Smithsonian Institute or whatever, and other places. But there are, in fact, many other tribes who they lack support from someone of your race, perhaps, to actually help them to record their work, if you follow me. So this is actually something that you could become involved with, in a sense. And I understand, friend, that you could quite easily move into a university setting and perhaps do some form of study of history, which would evolve into you actually being able to, yes, you could actually enable others then to put pen to paper, to actually help in an editing capacity or even in actually helping them to formulate a certain titles and that kind of thing. So I can see that this may be something which could actually help you in perhaps doing some form of freelance work for publishing or that kind of thing. And we can see that your energy is such, as I say, that you can actually observe and see words and the construction of text because you are looking at it in a different spatial way. So all of these situations are, as I say, a part of your past spirit interaction. And this, if you continue along your pathway, you could actually make into something that is really generating for you. That is part of your problem, that it is as though you have become a bit of a rock washed up on the shore, that you are, as it were, without something to get your teeth into. But you have all of this background of literature and knowledge and gathering of knowledge, spiritual awareness, of course. And you are someone who is very centered upon spiritual works. So that is perhaps is what we're saying, that is what you should really be trying to focus your work on, is moving forward with that. It hasn't been something that you've been studying for nothing. It is all there for a purpose, and you really need to move with that, continue with that flow of energy, you see.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Yeah, thank you, Gregory. Thank you, Sylvie.
Okay,
thank you,
you're
thank
welcome.
You, my
okay.
dear friend. It was wonderful speaking to you. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sometimes we have these inner, deeper feelings and senses of something that we know that we can do, but we sometimes can't really channel this into seeing a future.
Yes,
past,
quite so.
Past,
yes.
What will it be useful for?
Yes, or even because of situations of past events of human life, perhaps even in the form of failure, that people then tend to be anchored to those failures and think, oh no, I can't possibly do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that this was his case, but that is something which generally does hold people back. They have a particular main interest in life, perhaps a focus of life, something that they really enjoy doing, but do not really put things together. Don't
absolutely.
Sew them
don't
together into understanding that this is actually something they can do.
Yes,
in
absolutely.
A constructive way.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Further. Okay.
Yes, quite so.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Sylvie and Gregory. This is Brent.
Hello, Brent.
Hello, my friend. Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, my friend, yes, with love and light, and as I can see from your book, that you have finally come to the point at which you are supposed to be at. And it is as though your ancestors are all wiping their brows, saying, oh, thank goodness he's got there, finally. The point is, my friend, that what you are doing now is what really can elevate you. The point is that this is something that is just a beginning. You may look at it as a temporary situation, what you are actually doing in material life. But actually, this is something which can gravitate you towards many other things, catapult you into a whole different existence. So, my friend, what we need you to do here in this portion of your life is to take an open mind and say, well, look into the industry in which you have immersed yourself or just become involved in, and actually look to see what within that industry would suit your character. And I can quite easily see that situations perhaps surrounding such things as editing and that kind of thing may well be of focus for you. It is actually something which hails back from times in the spirit world when you actually gravitated toward, once again, being with manuscripts.
Well, that's because they're searching people, I expect.
Well, yes, quite so. But it certainly does appear to be almost that you actually appear from the next door soul group of the friend that we just talked to. And this soul group, my friend, is of the soul group of PF. That is PF. It is spelled P-A-F-F, and there is a small square with a triangle on top of it and two small dots after it. And the soul group of PF is actually to do with the whole point of the previous caller, who was with Didantic, and PF is actually linked by Didantic because it is actually focused upon not just written word, but it is actually focused on people who do things, and you are have been a spirit who have correlated what a person does in their physical life, and you have been someone who has actually witnessed many people's lives as they have passed and been a friend to them, been able to listen to them, repeat their stage of life. So you may, in fact, at times, even feel as though you are somebody else, completely different. And this is something which can sometimes happen in your dream state. You may actually have times when you almost seemingly have a very strange dream about being somewhere else completely differently, or almost that you feel as though you are another being, a different being. And what this actually is to do with your work in PF, in this stated cause, if you like, of actually understanding someone's life and mirroring it back to them. So you are someone who actually helps people in the spirit world to regurgitate their life and to actually overcome certain hurdles and obstacles. In the soul group of PF, in difference to Didantic, where they are actually centered in written word, you are centered in vocalization and that kind of thing. And so it is no surprise to us that you have finally landed in the place where you are supposed to be. It has just taken a bit of a struggle to get there, to actually work it out. And you are perhaps even now not quite sure of where you are, almost as though you're wondering, well, I don't know quite if this is suitable or not. The being who walks with you every step of your way is a being called William Hussein. And William Hussein is actually a being who, he was, yes, he was actually an Arabic who was taken in by a pair of an English couple because he had become, this was when he was a child, and he had actually become, his parents were taken, passed to the spirit world, yes. He was orphaned, and William actually grew up in the time of occupation, I suppose you could call it, by the English of certain parts of Saudi Arabia. And actually, William is someone who, he has a very great knowledge and breadth of peace. And there are times, my friend, when you really do need to find peace in your life, because you are a being at times who lacks control of the mind. And I'm not saying that you are psychotic or anything like that. I'm saying, though, that you need to delve into meditation in a very real way to help you in your general life experience. It could actually help you have a breath of life that you don't have at the moment. Perhaps seeing in concert with certain other facets of other people's lives, perhaps so that you are more companionable, more harmonic. I'm not saying that you're abrasive or anything like that. I'm just saying that these are different motives that you can actually employ in your physical life, which would actually help you to become integrated more within the setting that you find yourself. because at times I do see from the pages of this book that you find yourself almost as though you are isolated. Yes.
Okay, Brent.
So, you mentioned my ancestors are very happy that I've come to where I am right now. So the path that I'm just starting to go down, it's been a while to kind of get on that path.
Yes.
This will lead me where I need to go.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. You just need to pick what actual facet of that pathway that you want to take up, friend. And that really is something that you don't want to rush into, you understand. You need to look at all of your options in your physical life and what it is that really is going to fire you. And that you will feel, yes, I can do this. I can be a part of this, you see? You may even be in a live studio environment or something like that, something where there is a great deal of activity going on around you. And you will actually come to work very well in this. It is a very team effort. And this is something also that you will do very well in, even though in the past you may not have been specifically involved in that kind of motivation. I hope you understand it.
Yes,
you've still got quite a few minutes left, or minutes left yet, so, you know,
yes.
Have a chat.
Okay. Many times throughout my life, I'm wondering if there is anything from a past life that causes me at times to feel like I'm in the way or need to get out of the way of others rather
yes.
than holding my space.
My friend, the point is that there have been situations, I'm saying, that because you have been this listening being in the spirit world, because, as I say, your center in the spirit world has been about vocalization, you understand? And this means that in the spirit world, you were present during other people's recounting of their physical past life, and you were helping them over that situation. When you do this as a spirit being, a pure spirit being in the spirit world, you are actually giving your all to that being in helping them overcome their problems. And so sometimes you have actually been a party to a great many other people's lives in this way. You have been a being of extreme help. But the point is that now you are interpreting it almost as though you should be just a mere servant of someone, or that you should allow other people to voice their lives louder than yours. Why? Do you think you're not important? Do you think that you're not in some way divinely responsible, not just for your own life, my friend, but for the beautiful lives that you can create with others? You are a being who actually can, you have such a big heart within there, and you're not expressing it because you're allowing people at times almost as though they are walking over you. But they're not, of course. But I'm saying that you have a sense of always being observant of someone else and allowing them the grace to follow through with their life when it is most important for you to follow through with yours. As I say, you have all of this background of this wonderful experience of this great love and visitation that you have brought about with other beings. And this is something that you need to utilize because you have already done it. So by being in further connection with your spirit, and really understanding that you are just as good as anyone else and that you can create this other side to yourself, this gregarious side, as well as be some great use and benefit. You just need to focus a little more on certain actual intricate matters of detail which will help you overcome the hurdles that you currently feel are present.
And meditate.
But they're not really there, friend. You just need to overcome them. Understand what these hurdles are, and then they're not hurdles. They're only hurdles because you are placing blocks in the way of you dealing with them.
And that explains where a lot of my sensitivity would come from then, too.
Yes. Well, quite so. My point, you see, my friend, is that I'm saying you are not a little being. You are a being who needs to expand and grow. And up to this point, you have felt belittled by others at times. You have felt as though you are a server, not a giver, and not a creator. But you are a creator, you see? You really are. You just have to understand that you have a great wealth of experience behind you, and you need to learn to tap into that experience. So by evolving your transition of your previous thoughts and feelings of your pure spirit, you are actually able then to extend your life and transform from this one part of being that you have been, that people around you have known you as, and transform yourself into this other being who is gregarious, outgoing, and extensive in your ability to produce creativity yourself.
Okay.
Very good.
I hope this helps you, my friend.
It does. Thank you very much, Gregory.
Thank you,
Fred. Thank you, Sylvie.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless, friend.
God bless.
Okay, that's great, isn't it? I think, so you see, what's so good about the Akashic readings is that the strengths that you can draw from the fact that of all the strengths that you have because of being this eternal being and knowing, even though you don't remember it, what you did in the spirit world.
Yes.
I have this ability. I'm still the same spirit.
Yes, absolutely. You're just walking around in this physical body that doesn't know. So the whole point is to bring on the knowledge and the understanding.
Absolutely.
So that you do know and that you can create with it, with that knowledge.
And this means meditation.
And transformation, yes.
Okay, hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello, is that Susie?
It is Susie.
Hello, Susie.
Hi.
Hello, my dear friend. Hello. Hello,
hello, Gregory.
You're calling from England, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Many, many, many miles away.
Oh,
yes.
That's great. Okay.
Well, my dear friend, now, I have to say at the outset, you are a being who is very subtle in your nature of understanding. And the reason for this is because all the way through your life, you have been linked through your spirit, but you haven't known it. And that is something which has created extreme sensitivity to certain situations which have befallen you. And the extreme sensitivity that you have is due in large part not just to your heritage, your genetics and all of that, but is actually due to the state of your eternal spirit and what you did in the spirit world. And what you did, my friend, was that in the spirit world, as a pure spirit being, before you had a physical human life, that you were a being who actually was a part of the engine of force, the loving force, which was centered upon a very specific breed of animal. And that was the breed of the equine, the horse. And that all through, it is quite incredible, actually, because you are actually a being in the spirit world who actually had followed the horse, not just the horse of the earth physical world, but you must understand there are very similar beings, similar species, who exist upon other planets, in other dimensions, and also in other galaxies, in other worlds, if you like, that is also of the same spirit group as the horse. So the horse is not just something which relates as a species to physical Earth life.
Right.
And you as a being have always had this intention, this unique ability, not just, this isn't just an emotional tie. It isn't just something that crept up on you. It is something which actually, suddenly there it was. It was as though you have always known about them. You have always known about their activity, their action. You could envisage different things about their activity, the way they moved, even to do with that, that seemed as though you didn't have to learn that knowledge. It was something that was just already there. And the reason why it was already there is because of this interaction that you had with their unique spirit and their unique species form. Now, I have to say, my friend, in the spirit world, that horses aren't just singular animals. They actually move around in clouds. And in clouds of animals which actually don't just stay on the ground or whatever, they actually float as clouds in the air, much like whales, actually. And you also have an affinity with whales, too. Of course, you may understand that they were related to the pig, not to the horse, but that in actual fact, it is because both animals are very spiritually evolved. And your actual innate quality comes from all of this work that you did as a form of protector of the species of horse, which is why you are actually able to assimilate so closely with them. As I say, it isn't a genetic thing. It is actually something that comes from your spirit.
I see.
Now, your spirit, my friend, it is actually, you hail from a soul group which is quite unique in this respect, in that it is a soul group who is almost wholly defined upon this one observation of different creatures and different animals and the way in which they survive and the way in which they uniquely make their place upon any world, you see.
Yes.
And in this respect, you actually work very closely with the harmonic of these different animals. And your soul group is actually called Galassic. And the soul group of Galassic is to do with the fundamental appreciation from one species of other species. And this is a very harmonic situation. So you are a being who actually thrives on harmony, and you wither in disharmony. I know that a lot of other people are saying, oh yes, well that's me too. But the point is that for you, my friend, this is something which is very personal. It is very deep within your emotional tie to your physical life experience. And so you wilt. You are a being who actually wilts in the face of negativity, in the fact that perhaps even just that people do not necessarily get on, that where you can't see what the barriers and problems are that they have because they have, in a sense, blown them all out of proportion.
Yes.
And my friend, that you actually have a native being who,
yes,
and her name is called Bird of the Morning, actually quite tied to you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. It's lovely.
And Bird of the Morning is of a very specific group of beings who are actually to do with Arapaho, who were actually quite a warlike nation, except their females were not that warlike. I know some of them were. Some of them even used to take great delight in beheading their guests of their tribe. However, Bird of the Morning wasn't like that. She was actually a very sweet being who actually passed when she was 18. And she passed actually through a raid which happened of another tribe which came down from the hills above where they lived. And she was a person who was slaughtered on that occasion.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually is someone who is very close to you, as are many others, to do with your particular soul group. The point is that throughout your life you have felt this actual empathy with native and indigenous peoples.
Yes, I do.
Although this isn't something that is obvious upon the surface, but my friend, you are almost as though you are a friend to every being, that you really cannot see what all the fuss is about. Why on earth would they do the things that they do when it is so much simpler just to love?
Yes.
And the whole situation is that you actually, unfortunately, are being, as I say, who needs to acquire strength. You don't have it at the moment because you are wilting under the pressure of those who do not love, who are around you.
Mm-hmm.
And because that is something that you actually see as being a difficulty for your life, you see. The point is that you have to rise above this. You have to say, well, you are not responsible for their lives and their meanness and their state of affair. That is for them. And you have to rise above it because you have to show them how people must be, must behave and must be. That doesn't mean to say that you automatically take on everybody else's responsibility. That's theirs. It's not yours. Your responsibility is to create for your own life and to create in such a way of loving harmony that is so well known to you in your life experience. Now, I understand that you are being who at times becomes so very, almost as though you feel that you are shallow, that you are not doing the things that you should be doing. Well, you're not, because you're not meditating. So that is something that actually needs to be dealt with in the first instance, because, my friend, you would benefit so much by it. It would give you this presence of mind. It would give you this open understanding that you have all of this rich heritage that you need to need to tap into it. You have just left it alone, and you have it there. It is all there. You actually, my friend, need to, you need to be able to put together some sort of a manuscript. A children's book would be most helpful at this stage of the situation, and that is really, something that would do you very well. So, and Bird of the Morning will actually help you in this. You are a being who could actually do something very constructive in this, in a way which would affect small children, young children, children up to the age of perhaps 10 or 11, something like that.
So, when you're talking of a book and children, which is something I do often think of, and I do love children, but to, is it how, when you say a book for children, is this just like a storybook or a...
Yes, a simple storybook, something which involves animals and that kind of thing as well.
But also the morals of life and that sort of thing.
Yes, just a simple book, really, but something, and something which is just endearing to people, to children. As I say, you have almost, because you have engagement with these particular beings, with the spirits of these beings that you have related to in your spirit life before you had a physical experience, I hope you understand me.
Yeah.
And the point is that you have this relationship with animals anyway. That is something that you can then pass on to other children. I'm not saying that you're a child, but you have certain innate childlike qualities. And
I probably have
to say, my friend, that you actually live a life where you need to breathe more.
I do. I agree wholeheartedly, I do. And if I can find, when I can begin to meditate, when I can get myself time to meditate, am I able then, how can I say, am I able to be aware of
Bird of the Morning.
Bird of the Morning, yes, thank you.
Yes, absolutely so. You will actually feel as though you have a band around your head just above your temple.
Right.
And
right.
This will be a band that will go actually all the way around your head, and that really is just a signatory for you. It doesn't mean to say that you will make actual physical contact with her.
Right,
it doesn't
right.
mean to say that you will necessarily see her, although you may. I'm not going to put that in the way for it to cloud your mind.
No.
The situation is, though, that this is actually for you to feel that you are reborn in your life. You need to get away from all of that that you have dealt with. It's gone, it's past, it's in the background, and you really need to focus, though, upon the very sweet situations that you can create in your life now. And that is something which is endearing, as I say, very constructive toward children. And you would be of a great benefit in this respect, because it is not just something that you have thought of, but something that you really should do something about.
Right. And
in a serious way.
And this will also help get me out of my terrible debts that I'm in at the moment, or whatever you wish to call them.
Well, yes, yes, quite so. But the point is, my friend, that you need to reestablish the point of who you think you are. And the point of who you think you are at the moment is it has been somewhat diminished by the
yes.
way in which other people around you treat you.
Yes, that is
yes.
So.
And
yes.
The situation is that, and I'm not trying to teach you anything, you understand.
Yes,
I'm just trying to will you forward, that you really need to take a grip now and say enough is enough, this is my life, and that you need to be able to develop it in a really true and harmonic way, because you do have so many inherent qualities which actually need to be brought out and shared for humanity.
Well, thank you. That is, I needed to hear all of that. Thank you very much. And I do need to pull myself out of this pit and
yes,
get myself
yes, like
forward.
So.
And
yes, absolutely so, my friend. But know this. The point is, through all of this, you are not alone.
No.
You are never alone, friend.
No,
and I'm not just talking about those ancestral beings who are around and with you, and they number, well, I couldn't begin to count them.
Really?
But the point is that each and every one of them will, from time to time, make you aware of their presence.
Wonderful.
Just by the thoughts that you have of them.
Right. I see. So, and I will be aware of that.
Yes, but I'm saying, though, that this isn't something that I want you to constructively seek.
No,
because
no.
What you need to do constructive about this situation is to meditate, and
yes.
then these other things will happen.
Right.
As a
right.
spin-off from it, as a part of that raised vibration. You need to raise your vibration out from where you are now, because it isn't good enough, and it doesn't belie your spirit. That is
yes.
my point. Your spirit needs to raise above the situation of which you have been in
yes.
and create new pathways, because you deserve it. You see?
Thank you, Gregory. Right, I will. I've taken all that on board, I hope.
Yes,
and
absolutely so.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. With love and light, my friend.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, Don did say we could go over a few minutes, so that's great. So.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, that's what we need to hear. You know, we need to hear that we're not alone and that we can do something and people understand and that.
Yes.
What we would like to feel about ourselves really is correct.
It's truthful. That is the point. That's why you feel the way you feel. And people, perhaps they may become entrapped in situations or situations of misrepresentation, misunderstanding, whatever they are. And this is something which dulls the senses. It creates negativity, lowers the vibration.
Yes, absolutely.
And by lowering the vibration, you are not acquiescing to the higher vibration of that which you should be at.
Mm-hmm.
This means that you won't transform from that which you have been into that which you need to be. So this transformation won't happen.
Mm.
And human beings need to transform, need to move from where they are into where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
To lighter being to beings of light.
That's great. Brilliant. Well, I'm sure that our callers will have a lot to think about, and I'm sure it's helped them, and I'm really grateful, and I'm sure they are. Thank you very much, Gregory.
With love and light, my friend.
Okay. God bless.
Until next time.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and as I say, we will be doing another round of shows on our mini Akashic readings in about a month's time. We'll be doing them on our Monday evening show as well as our Thursday afternoon show. So if you would like to do one or the other, please do email us at enq@spirit-teaching.com, giving us your full name at birth, that's including your middle name if you have one, your date of birth, and one question, okay? Think about the question. It's not a psychic reading. Think about it. It's your life. It's your book of life. It's not, you know, we're not going to answer you a question about your wayward child or anything like that. This is about you. This is your book of life. Make the most of it, okay? And if you send us your phone number as well, that would be good. Okay, so... Wow, that's just wonderful. I'm really elated myself. I'm really excited for the people that had these readings today. And these are just snippets of what you can have if you want a full Akashic reading. Obviously, you have to pay for that. You go to our site, www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more about our Akashic readings, where you can get a full hour with Gregory. Can you imagine what you can find out in an hour? I mean, this is really just a little snip of what he can tell you about your book of life. So, thank you so much for listening to the wonderful BBS Radio and joining us on Spirit's Work. My name is Sylvie Avery. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.